For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A new communications tower will improve radio signals between Battle High School and emergency personnel. KBIA's Abigail Corson has the story.
Columbia's Battle High School was built in 2013, but because the school was built where there is slow internet access and poor cell phone reception, this has become an area of concern for Battle parents and faculty. Michelle Baumstark, Community Relations Director for Columbia Public Schools, says that the new communications tower is important because it would enhance the radio signals and cell phone signals that keep Battle High School in direct contact with authorities. She says the school has not experienced any major issues, but that the new communication tower will eliminate the fear of losing contact with first responders during emergency situations because of bad reception.
That area is a newer area to development, and so we need to be able to enhance some of the signals out in that area. It's not tied to a specific situation or anything like that. This is something that we've been talking about since the construction of Battle High School.
Baumstark says the next step in getting construction started is finalizing an agreement between Columbia's Board of Education and Boone County. Once an agreement is reached, then construction on the project can begin. Abigail Corson, KBIA News.
Thousands of people are displeased with Attorney General Chris Coster's announcement to appeal a circuit court's decision declaring Missouri's ban on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. KBIA's Danny Surak has the story.
Missouri's statewide organization advocating for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender equality, PROMO, petitioned and received over 3,000 signatures asking Coster not to appeal the decision. PROMO Development Coordinator Kirsten Polovic says the appeal would be holding back Missouri on equality.
If Attorney General Costner does not appeal the decision, then that opens the door to further marriage equality in the state of Missouri. And that is one reason we are encouraging him not to appeal the decision.
PROMO is encouraging community members to get involved through social media and at their three locations in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield. Polovic says PROMO Executive Director A.J. Bockelman turned in the petition to Coster's office yesterday, accompanied by clergy members and same-sex couples in hope of convincing him to not appeal. For KBIA News, this is Danny Surak.
After 15 months of work, the Mayor's Task Force on Community Violence presented its recommendations for action Tuesday night during a meeting at City Hall. The task force met twice a month since August 2013 to examine the local conditions of violence in the city through media reports, personal experiences, and other mediums. The result of this research is a four-pillar program focusing on prevention, intervention, enforcement, and reentry. Task force member and vice president of the Missouri NAACP, Pam Harden, says she chose to work on recommendations for the prevention pillar due to her connection with younger children.
I am the youth advisor for the state of Missouri NAACP, so I deal with a lot of young people all across the county. I also deal with young people at my church, and so I'm very involved with youth, and I know the kind of junctions that they run into.
The task force got feedback from the community about the program and will present its recommendations at the upcoming Columbia City Council meeting. This week, the Human Rights Campaign released its third annual report assessing LGBT equality called the Municipal Equality Index. Of the 353 cities measured, there were 6 in Missouri. The state of Missouri scored a 54 compared to the national average of 59. St. Louis and Kansas City earned a score of 100. Kirsten Polovic, development coordinator for the Missouri Equality Organization, PROMO, said that even though these cities scored 100, it doesn't mean they're perfect. According to the index, St. Louis does not have transgendered inclusive healthcare benefits or a city contract or equal benefits ordinance.
So it's really kind of gets down to that nitty-gritty of having to look into what these scores mean, what that represents for the city itself, and that's what people have to look into. It's not just necessarily the amount of points it has too, but what those points really represent for when people go to these certain cities and they're there to experience the inclusiveness of the city.
St. Louis received a score of 100 because it earned bonus points for things like an inclusive workplace and openly LGBT elected or appointed municipal leaders. 25% of children in America are unsupervised after they get home from school. In Missouri, only 14% of kids participate in an after-school program, leaving many children unattended. KBIA's Amber Smith has the story.
After School Alliance releases data every 5 years through the national survey called America After 3 p.m. that examines what children in America do after school. The statistics show that after-school participation in Missouri has increased by 2% since the last America After 3 p.m. data was released in 2009, Boys and Girls Club is a national program that provides after-school care for American students. Due to the lack of funding and resources, the Boys and Girls Clubs of Columbia are not able to enroll every family that shows interest in participating in the program. The America After 3 p.m. report reveals that 31% of Missouri children would be enrolled in an after-school program if one were available to them. The executive director of the Columbia Boys and Girls Clubs, Valerie Livingston, says they are working to expand every year to help the many families in the area that are interested in after-school programs but cannot afford some of the pricier options.
If there are 6,000 kids in our own community that qualify for free and reduced price lunch, we should be able to provide a place for 6,000 kids to go after school and support those families.
Livingston says that after-school programs have a positive impact on the lives of children by providing them with enriching activities that they otherwise may not have access to. She says the Columbia Boys and Girls Clubs will continue their efforts to expand their service to more local children. Amber Smith, KBIA News.
The nonprofit Missouri Foundation for Health has distributed $4.5 million in grants this year for regional organizations to promote the federal healthcare website and help people sign up for insurance. The open enrollment for 2015 policies offered on the online marketplace begins Saturday. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.